Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I am your host, Adam Paulus. It is Friday, January 25th, 2013. Let's get talking about movies and toys. Let's start with the box office last week. Mama debuted at number one with $28.4 million, beating all estimates. Zero Dark Thirty, number two, $15.8 million. Silver Linings Playbook, number three, $10.8 million. Gangster Squad, number four, $8.6 million. And Broken City rounded out the top five with $8.3 million. New this week, Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters, Movie 43, John Dies at the End, Parker, and other movies in limited release. Next week is the Zom rom-com Warm Bodies, and that's it. In the news, J.J. Abrams may be the director for Star Wars 7. It was all over the web yesterday evening. There hasn't been a denial yet. There usually is a denial pretty quick. And I'm guessing that's a confirmation. But we'll know for sure probably in a few days if we don't know by the time you already hear this. Parks and Recreation's Mike Schur is making a new sitcom for Fox about cops starring Terry Crews and Andy Samberg. That should be exciting. Fox bought a Seth MacFarlane pilot called Dads about adult 30-something sons being forced to move back in with their fathers. A lost episode of Dexter's Laboratory called Dexter's Rude Removal has been posted to YouTube. In it, Dexter is split into good and evil parts, and there's a lot of bleep swearing. That's why it was a lost episode. ABC has canceled Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, of which I saw one too many ads before movies last summer. Arnold Schwarzenegger has confirmed involvement with Terminator 5, whatever and whenever that is, according to a Bleeding Cool report. Bill Hader has been cast in an upcoming Baywatch movie that has involvement from Robert Ben-Gurion and Thomas Lennon of Reno 911, Night at the Museum, and lots of movies that make lots of money. This could be very interesting. Hasselhoff and Pamela Anderson cameos have been confirmed. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Get free shipping. Spend $99 at Entertainment Earth on in-stock products, and you can qualify for free shipping. Check our site for details. Choose from thousands of products, like 8,000 of products, today. And bring home some great items, maybe the stuff you wanted and didn't get for Christmas. And why pay shipping when you don't have to? Just spend the $99 on in-stock stuff today and enjoy. In toy news, new Breaking Bad action figure pictures are up. Yes, toys from Mezco Toys. So far, products focus on Walt and Jesse. They're due around June, and new orders for these plush toys, action figures, keychains, and bobbleheads are welcome. Django Unchained from NECA Toys have been canceled, but a $205 12-inch figure from Inner Bay is still on deck. You can see Django and Calvin Candy on our website right now. New orders are welcome. A new Star Wars 12-inch action figure assortment has been listed by Hasbro. The deal is you get 12-inch action figures with about 5 points of articulation each. They're going to cost roughly $14. Not a bad price for a really big figure. There are also Spider-Man and Iron Man figures to match in this scale, and presumably other ones will be coming. Hasbro's Transformers Prime Beast Hunter Voyager Figures Wave 2 has been announced. This case includes two Shockwaves along with Optimus Prime and Predaking. McFarlane Toys Walking Dead Comic Series Action Figures Series 2 will feature Michonne's Pet Zombie, Penny, the Governor, and Glenn. Pre-orders for single figure sets and cases are welcome. We've also posted Hasbro Iron Man 3 toy photos. They're up on our website. You can see all kinds of action figures, and it's notable that Iron Man Marvel Legends Series 1 will include Build-A-Figure bits for Ironmonger's torso, as well as his right and left legs. That's it for this week. I'm running behind, so there's no Toy of the Week podcast this week, but we will hopefully have one for you next time. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Tumblr, entertainmentearth.tumblr.com. And we're going to be at Toy Fair, so feel free to tweet us or email us or message us questions. And we will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.